question about bullet journaling. How do we make sure that students are still engaged when we see them doodling or whatever, that they're still getting the information?
Okay, that's a great question. We make a presumption. This is great because this is right along. I just wrote a small article on this. We make a presumption that if someone's looking at us, that they're really listening to us. That's not the case. So while students are journaling, what you would do occasionally, and this is what I do, every 10 minutes, you ask a question. And you let them know that every 10 minutes you're going to ask a question. So what will happen is their left brain is doodling because it's helping them to regulate themselves. Their right brain is attending. So if every 10, if you say, you know what, guys, I want to make sure you're all with me. I want to make sure that you're here because I really care about how you're thinking and what you're thinking. And maybe if I'm on track or not with what you want to learn. So every 10 minutes, I'm going to ask an open-ended question. And even if you don't have an answer, I want you to, in the chat, tell me something. What I do with, what we did with the young kids who tend to not worry about spelling in the chat, is we use the polling device of yes, no, that's in Zoom. I think you have the same thing in Google Hangouts and other programs. But I would just say, is this something you're still interested in, yes or no? And then the kids would click yes or no, or they'd do a thumbs up, thumbs down. That way I knew they were with me. There you go. Thank you, Casey.
So I'm not very familiar with the doodle journaling, but I do have a question. Would you, if you're implementing it in the classroom, would you just have like one journal where students do all their doodles, or like doodle on their subject notebooks? Like anyone that's implemented it, how do you go about it? I'm just curious.
Okay, so let me tell you what I do. And it's, you know, I certainly have older students. However, I always say have one bullet journal at a time and have everything in it. Bullet journaling, there's tons of YouTube videos, but the greatest thing about it is it's indexed. And so you create it also teaches kids research skills, by the way, I forgot to mention that. So it's indexed. At the very front of the bullet journal, you create your index with the page numbers. And so you can then go back. So if they're, you know, bullet journaling during math, then they just look to, they create an index that says math is on page 30. Now I'm on page 31 in my journal, and this is going to be about science. So that's science. Now I'm on page 33, but this is a conversation I'm having with my friend. So my bullet journal, my personal bullet journal, says things like meeting notes. Then it says FaceTime with Charlie, who's my granddaughter. Then it says, because I continue to try to use it to moderate my own emotions, and I don't want to forget anything. The greatest thing is if you keep a bullet journal and it's just one, you don't forget anything, but you always have one place to go to. You look in your own index, which keeps you organized. It teaches kids these great self-organization skills. And if you say, where were those notes on that meeting that I had, you know, with Sheila 3 days ago, I look at, and there it is, page 12, Sheila meeting notes. And I can go back, and then I won't forget things. For kids, it's really powerful. Watch the YouTube videos, because they'll talk to you about the indexing feature, about the, you know, because bullet journals typically have just little dots on pieces of paper where kids could then also learn visual representations.